There's a pattern that emerges in sacred scripture. When someone hears the voice of God or when they experience something amazing, then they get afraid. And then God comes or he sends his messenger to come and says, don't be afraid. Right? When we look at the history of our salvation, it happens all the time. Adam, Abraham, Moses, Zechariah, Mary, Joseph, the apostles. And today in the gospel, the same thing happens. The apostles see Jesus clothed in white, dazzling like the sun. Peter says, Lord, let's stay here. This is awesome. And then they hear the voice of God. And it says that the apostles became very afraid. They had an encounter of the divine. They saw the beauty of God and they got scared. And then Jesus does the pattern that we see throughout sacred scriptures where he says, don't be afraid. Rise. Rise up and don't be afraid. That pattern is a part of our lives. Maybe we can experience that. Maybe we've had some encounter with the divine. Maybe we've seen the Lord in an amazing way and then we get afraid. We get scared. What's that about? Well, I think what it's about is that our human nature so desperately wants to cling to that which is here. And then when we have this encounter, when we have an experience with the divine, it makes us afraid. Let's think about death. When we consider death, when we think about death, sometimes that happens to us. We're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. But then why should we be scared of that? If we believe in what we profess, then we'll be really close to the Lord when we die. So we shouldn't be afraid. And that's why the Lord has to remind us. That's why he sends his messengers throughout salvation history to say, it's going to be okay. Don't be scared. Don't let your human nature think, oh, I'm not going to be able to make it. The Lord doesn't want us to live by fear. He doesn't want fear being the pervading force in our lives. He wants us to trust him. He wants us to turn our lives to him. So he reminds us that whenever we do get scared, whenever we do get afraid, we can call on him. He's going to be there. He loves us. The voice of God comes to Jesus in the gospel and says, this is my beloved Son. The Lord says that to each and every one of us. On the day that he created us, he said, this is my beloved child. This is my son. This is my daughter. I love you. We need to let that voice of God come into our ears and settle in our soul. We need to let that be the message that we hear from our God. The Lord doesn't want us to be afraid. He doesn't want fear to dictate our lives. He wants that driving force to be love. And so we come to him because we need love. We need to be loved by him. We need to be able to love others. And we ask the Lord to help us to not be scared, to not be afraid, but to trust in him, to trust in his word, to trust in his love. The beginning of Mass, I said, my name is Father TJ. I work for the diocese in the vocation office. And my job is I get to travel around. I get to talk to young people about giving their lives to Jesus. And I find an interesting pattern that happens when I talk to people about being a priest or being a nun, that they have that same experience that the disciples did, that they're like, whoa, wait a minute, that's not what I want to do. Sometimes people will come to me and they'll say, look, I just had this awesome experience on a retreat, and I think God wants me to be a priest. And my message to them is, don't be afraid of that call. If that's what God's putting on your heart, then embrace it. Don't be scared. Don't be afraid. So one of the reasons I'm here today is to help plant that seed in the young people, the students here at Rice, the young students that are here, that are the families that are here at Mass, that if God is calling you to serve him, if he is calling you to say, I want you to lay down your life in service to me, don't be afraid. And I'm asking those of you who have chosen another vocation in life, those of you who are already married, to please pray for an increase in vocations to the priest and religious life. Pray that those young people that feel that call from God aren't scared to say, I don't want to do that. But rather they embrace that call. Because if that is what God indeed has created them to do, that is where they will find the greatest joy, the greatest fulfillment, the greatest love in life. And I don't think I have to tell you how the shortage of priests and religious is affecting our church. The faith is not going to be able to continue to grow without more men and women laying down their lives in service to the Lord. So I ask for your prayers. I ask for your support. I ask that if you know any young people that you think, hey, I think you'd be a great priest or nun, please tell them. Please plant that seed in their heart so that they can practice not being afraid when God calls them. We need more young people to answer that call to serve the Lord. So as we continue our prayers today, we ask the Lord first for abundance of young people to hear the call of the Lord in their lives, to be able to answer the Lord if He calls them to be priests, brothers, sisters, or nuns. And we also pray. We pray today for the gift of strength, that we may not live in fear, that we don't let fear dictate our lives, but we let love be the driving force, the driving factor, so that we can love God more and receive His love, so that we can find the joy that He wants to give us.